To kick off each hour of Thy Will Be Done pledge drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Bombard, and I am a fifth grade teacher at Queen of Angels Catholic School in Roswell. My class would like to lead you in prayer today.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us the human race, Jesus Christ our Savior, as a model of humility. He fulfilled your will by becoming man and giving his life on the cross. Help us to bear witness to you by following his example of suffering, and make us worthy to share in his resurrection. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
We love AM 1160, The Quest!
And The Quest loves you as well, Queen of Angels Catholic School. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at The Quest, and we have, it's our last hour of the day, and we save the best for last. If anybody else from earlier is listening, I'm sorry, but but no, Father Tim Hepburn and Sally, it's Kazin, right?
Kazin, yes. Yeah, no pressure.
Okay. And but so you're going to be talking about understanding spiritual direction, which is something I heard somebody give this analogy that, like, so many people want to get ahead in their careers, and they hire a career coach, or, you know, you want to get better at your golf game, you go to the golf professional. Why would your spiritual life be any different, right? I mean, is that...
Could be.
Yeah. You want to be better spiritually, you get a spiritual director.
Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. In some circumstances, I think not in every circumstance, but really if someone would like to deepen their prayer life, that is the person who would be looking for a spiritual director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes discernment... you know, is part of that, or often it's part of that, but not always. Sometimes it's seeking the Lord in our daily life.
And you're both spiritual directors, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So we can have pre-spiritual directors. We also have lay people who are spiritual directors, especially more and more now in the church. There's several good schools of spiritual direction, and so more and more lay people are becoming spiritual directors. Right. I think it's a great positive development in the church.
Mm-hmm. And Father, I'm kind of curious because I know a lot of priests are spiritual directors. Are all priests spiritual directors?
No. I would say, really, it's kind of in the realm of a spiritual gift that a person feels called to. I know there's priests who are confessors, but they don't feel called to do spiritual direction, like meet with individual directees and talk about their spiritual life. Mm-hmm. For various reasons, it's not a good or a bad thing. It's just the way some priests hold their priesthood.
Mm-hmm. And what is a confessor?
A confessor is somebody that you go to confession to. I think it's really...
But all priests do that, though, don't they?
All priests do that. And so there is a form of spiritual direction in confession. So I think that for the average Catholic, something that maybe we could relate to that's like spiritual direction is going to confession. It's going to somebody that you trust, who is in the same spirit of Christ with you, and telling them about what's happening inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's really, it's just as simple as that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, awesome.
And I guess the closest thing to that is that we hold things in confidentiality. Mm-hmm. That's the close part to the priestly office of mm-hmm. reconciliation. Obviously, we can't do that, but we can help people go to those places and to help them find what maybe they need to bring to reconciliation for a deeper healing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hold things in confidence, and that helps a person to be able to be open and share.
And if we could stay on that topic for a second, it's also true, and I believe that probably most priests would say amen to me on this, is very, very often in confession, you hear somebody's sins, And the goal there is not to talk about every dimension or aspect of this whole sin that they're struggling with. And you know that they need more. Mm-hmm. That person probably needs to go to spiritual direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there may be some lies they're believing about God or about their life, or maybe things have happened to them that they need to sort of unpack a little more.
Yeah.
And so they need more than just the confession. They need somebody that they can sit down and talk with and kind of flesh it out in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. One question, I don't want to take this off topic, but, and I've always, 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com, the Quest Atlanta app on your phone. You all the donation ways to do it are all right there. And just remember the $4,000 in matching money this hour up until 6 o'clock.
Wow.
That's great.
Very good.
And we're talking about understanding spiritual direction right now with Father Tim Hepburn and Sally Kazin.
Let me say one more thing about what we were just talking about. We were talking about people that are committing serious sins, and what's the relationship of spiritual direction to that? And you brought up a person who might be committing adultery. Mm-hmm. When somebody commits a serious sin, and they can actually go and be forgiven of that sin in confession. But there's a whole host of things within them that are driving them towards that sin.
What led them to it?
What led them to it? And so you have to like open your life to the Word of God and to the healing action of the Holy Spirit. And it's best to do that with another person. I'd say that's a good image of what spiritual direction is. Sometimes they tell addicts to pay attention to times when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Mm-hmm. But that's not just physical things. That's interior tired. Mm-hmm. You know, and that would be a time when that person might be more inclined to go sin. Mm-hmm. And so spiritual direction is helping people pay attention and become aware of what's moving inside of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's good stuff to think about.
And it's not just towards sin. It's also to grace. God might be calling them to some great thing, mm-hmm. and it's happening inside of them.
Mm-hmm. So what, and I know there's like training, you go to training to become a spiritual director, correct?
Yes.
And what is that? I mean, how?
Well, I went to the Seneca School of Spiritual Direction in Clearwater, Florida. It's a certified course, and it's in affiliation with Franciscan University. So there are three sessions. You know, it's kind of a three-session. It's 2 years, but it's three sessions. And
but a session is not short. It's not
a session. It's a 2 week course, and then it's a living it out, and then you have a practicum, and so it's very in depth. And of course, you have a spiritual director while you're going through this. You have a mentor while you're going through this, so that you can be sure that you're staying on track with the teachings. And under the hierarchy of the Catholic Church also, so that we're staying theologically correct.
Mm-hmm. Is that pretty standard for all the training? I mean, you went to Clearwater, but I mean, if you went around here or any place else, is that a pretty standard method of teaching it?
I'd say that I'm happy to say that seminaries are now teaching seminarians courses on spiritual direction. But I'm sad to say that when I was in the seminary, I don't think we had a course on spiritual direction.
Mm.
You know, and it seems to me a no-brainer that priests should have a course on spiritual direction. Mm-hmm. But I would say yes. I would say most people, most lay spiritual directors have been through some course. There's the school that Sally talked about through the Marian Servants.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a school in our own state of Georgia called it's with the Alleluia community. I know it's Lent, but that's the name of the community, so I said it. They have a school of spiritual direction, which is very good. I would say, you know, you have to be discerning about what schools, because, I don't know, whenever you get into subjective things like people's hearts, mm-hmm. you could find some schools that are not going in the right direction, kind of getting into esoteric things, or, you know, so you need to find a school that teaches the Catholic tradition of spiritual direction.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
When, and I'm a cradle Catholic, and I've been here, working at the Quest here since January of last year, so a little over a year now. And in this little over a year, I've learned how I guess poorly catechized I was as a child. But is spiritual direction, is that something, because I never heard of that when I was a kid growing up in the Catholic Church. Has that been around a long time, or is that something new? Or don't you know?
It's been around for a very, very long time. Don't ask me how long time it's been around, but very, very long time.
Are we talking called, hundreds of years? Or?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. The art of arts. Hmm. And it's not Bible study, and it's not catechism, but that's not discounted.
Right. Because you have to have a knowledge of
yes,
that, I would think, in order.
Of course, yeah. And theology also, and a little mm-hmm. bit of psychology also. Mm-hmm. But the way we give spiritual direction, and I say we, I mean the Marian servants, we use the spiritual exercises of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And to help people deepen their prayer lives, we use the living word. And what I've experienced personally for myself and what I've seen over and over is the Spirit is alive and well. And when we talk about the living word, Jesus is alive and he still heals. He still convicts. He still counsels. He still draws people to him. And he changes their lives. He still loves people. And when people receive that love of Jesus, that tender gaze, they receive it so personally for them, for their own selves. It goes from the head to the heart. And that is what changes lives. Mm. That's what sets hearts on fire for Jesus. Mm-hmm. So it's that encounter with and in the living word. That's what changes people's lives.
Awesome.
I would say amen to that, Sally. That was a good word right there. Mm. That we agree on spiritual direction, that it really is a ministry of the word. And I mean by that, the word of God. I was thinking about when was I ever first aware of a spiritual direction? And like you, it wasn't when I was growing up in the church, you know. It wasn't really until I went to the seminary. But I do want to say that this idea, what Sally just said, that there's an encounter with God. For me, there was a significant encounter in my life in my college year. So I'm 21 years old. I wasn't attending church very much or at all, or maybe just when I was home in the summertime from mm-hmm. college. And,
which is typical of a college kid.
Yeah. And I had a really profound encounter with the Lord where I came to know that I'm a beloved son of God and that his Spirit is with me. And so I started to kind of flesh that out. And immediately it started in a prayer life. I had never prayed daily before, but I had just started praying daily because that's what the Spirit does. And then I also started to read the Bible. And at the same time, I found this prayer group of like-minded people. But to my mom's concern, it was all middle-aged women. So I think my mom might be listening right now. She's heard this story before. But she says, why was it last month I was worried about you drinking and driving, and this month I'm worried about you hanging out at church all the time with middle-aged women? But those middle-aged women, they were not formal spiritual directors. But they're the ones that I went to when, over time, I started to say, my prayer used to feel so full and close to God. Now it feels so dry and labored. What's going on? Am I losing my faith? And a spiritual director knows kind of what's our tradition on that. Mm-hmm. A spiritual director knows where to lead somebody when they say, I think God might be saying this to me. Listen to what I'm hearing from God and shine a light on that. And that's what the spiritual director does. Yeah. So I didn't know that these wonderful ladies, it was all ladies too. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they were my spiritual directors, but they introduced me to that art.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Father Tim is talking about the movements of the heart, what was going on in his prayer life. I remember going to the School of Spiritual Direction, and one of the major first things that we learned about was consolation and desolation, spiritual consolation, spiritual desolation. And it was such a powerful teaching to realize that it is God and His Holy Spirit who gives spiritual consolation. So, for example, I may be driving down the road and I might be just thinking, what a beautiful, beautiful day this is. That's consolation. And then the Lord takes it to the next level when I say, oh Lord, what a gorgeous day. You are so amazing, Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very simplistic way of looking at it, but that's a spiritual movement of the heart, which raises our heart to God. And so it was easy to kind of then be able to identify what is just happy, happy, but what is of the Lord and what is raising my heart to the Lord is the Spirit. And then on the other side of the coin is, what is desolation? I might be feeling kind of lousy, tired, whatever, which can be a springboard to spiritual desolation. And then the spiritual desolation is kind of when you go into that place of darkness, nothing's right, my prayer life is dry. And that's the time when people, or the enemy of our human nature, can kind of start to lead us away from the Lord. So a spiritual director listens to those things. When somebody comes to you and starts to describe what's going on in their lives and what their prayer life is like, well, listening with those ears, is this the world? Is it the flesh? Is it the devil? Or is this the Holy Spirit of God who mm-hmm. is seeking to change our hearts and lead us back to Him, you know? And so those are the kinds of things that we listen to.
We're talking about understanding spiritual direction here on AM 1160, The Quest, and I'm just thinking, as you're speaking there, Sally, I'm thinking, how many other places are you going to hear something like this, you know, that feed your soul, that bring you closer to Jesus? And I just want to mention that, you know, The Quest is here for you. We have a lot of, you know, not necessarily this, but a lot of things like this that we provide for you. And we could really use your support during the spring pledge drive. If you would like to call 470-508-1160, you can go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, or if you have the app on your phone, you can donate there. If you don't have the app on the phone, real easy to get that. Just look for The Quest Atlanta and get the app, and you can donate there. But call 470-508-1160. And also, I want to mention two other things about this, that anybody who calls or donates, if you want to call in and donate, great. If for some reason financially it's just not working out for you, just call in and mention your name, because we're going to be offering a novena of masses for your family members who have fallen away from the faith. And I think a lot of us, if not all of us, have somebody in our family or in a loved one who has fallen away from the faith. So please do that. And also, Sally, you are an incredible artist.
Thank you.
I've seen some of your work. The one piece I have not seen, though, is Mary's Yes. I haven't seen that yet. It's not here, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. But we are going to, you have been very generous to donate that to one person is going to get that, and anybody who calls in or donates, not only the novena of masses for a family member who's fallen away, but you'll also be in the drawing. One person will win that painting by you, Sally Kazin, who's an awesome local artist here. And so we really appreciate your generosity with donating that for the cause.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple more things I want to talk about. We're going to take a little break here. But I'm sure you have. I don't mean to derail your hour here, but one thing I'm wondering, how do I find a good spiritual director, and then how do I know that spiritual director is here for me? Don't answer that right now. Let's take a little break, and those are some things I hopefully will get to before 6. Oh, and speaking of 6 o'clock, that's when the matching money disappears. So make sure that you're donating some money, because $100 donation, now it's a $200 donation. So $4,000, up to $4,000 in matching money and then, oh, did I mention the names here? I don't think I have. So we've got Eileen from Berkeley Lake in honor of Sally and Father Tim. We've got Andrew from Ackworth in honor of Father Tim. We have Richard from Woodstock in honor of you, Sally. We have Thanks, Mary Richard. From Atlanta. We have Dan and Sandra in honor of Sally and Father Tim. They're from Sugar Hill. It's up in my neck of the woods, up by Buford.
Thank you, Sandy and Dan. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Eileen. Thank you, everybody.
And Karen in Johns Creek in honor of you, Sally. So,
Karen.
And each one of those will be doubled. They're, it's all matching money up until 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
So, yes, we thank them for that. And we will be right back talking about understanding spiritual direction here.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our Spring Pledge Drive, where the theme is Thy Will Be Done. After hearing these stories of God's will, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
If you're looking for something special that touches your heart and helps you come closer to Jesus during this Lenten season, The Quest will present a feature presentation of the 24 Hours of the Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ, as received by the servant of God, Louisa Picaretta, known as the Little Daughter of the Divine Will. This moving and powerful series can be heard each Friday during Lent, immediately following the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m. on AM 1160, The Quest.
Do you have a health club membership? Do you use it? If your monthly gym membership goes unused, is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? Maybe you could shift that monthly gym payment to something you do use, like The Quest. Hey, you're listening to us now. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you just to stay on the air. Please, prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
AM 1160 The Quest is listening to you too, one listener shared.
I don't know what I would do without The Quest. Every day I get an update on the Catholic Church and hear inspiring stories. I thought I knew a lot about my faith, but I'm learning something new every time I tune in. I feel connected to a larger Catholic community.
If you're enjoying the station, please consider supporting us with a donation. Go online to thequestatlanta.com.
A Lenten Reflection on AM 1160, The Quest.
During Lent, let's reflect on the words of Pope John Paul II, who said,
Ash Wednesday connects us to our Lord, who went into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the evil one. In these 40 days of our own desert time, we refocus on Christ's redeeming work and the promise of the resurrection.
This Lent, refocus on Christ and his sacrifice for our sins.
Let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving for Monsignor James Fennessy, a priest serving in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of Monsignor James Fennessy, who represents you on this earth. Make him more greatly aware of the grace that you pour out through him as he ministers the sacraments, and help him to fall more deeply in love with you after each and every Mass that is celebrated. Please strengthen him so that he may lovingly and courageously shepherd your flock. May we support Monsignor James Fennessy in the Archdiocese of Atlanta by offering him kind words, deeds, and assistance. We thank you, God, for the gift of Monsignor James Fennessy. Allow him to remain an example of your truth and a guide to all those he is entrusted to serve. We ask these things of you, our Lord, our eternal priest. Amen.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Many people in our society who are against abortion are willing to make exceptions for cases of rape or incest. When these same people are asked if criminals should be punished for their crimes, they quickly agree that they should. The Supreme Court ruled that neither rapists nor child molesters deserve the death penalty, and that sentencing them to death would be cruel and unusual punishment. Why then are we sentencing innocent babies to death? Isn't that cruel and unusual punishment? Innocent children should not be punished for their father's crime. Rape, incest, and abortion are wrong for the same reasons. They're violent acts of aggression against another person. Women need protection from criminals, not their babies. A baby is not the worst thing which can happen to a rape or incest victim. An abortion is. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And I will remind you one more time, I mentioned this going into the break, but I don't think I can mention it too many times, is that we had a very generous donor who offered $4,000 in matching money this hour. And that's only great. Good. Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's only good up until 6 o'clock. So if you were thinking, you know, I might make a pledge, I might make a donation, think about it a little harder and maybe get that in before 6 o'clock so that your whatever your donation is, it will be doubled. We are talking with Father Tim Hepburn and Sally Kazin, and we're talking about understanding spiritual direction. And I don't know if we want to pick it up from where we were, where we left off.
Yeah, I think you were asking, how does a person find a spiritual director?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think I want to say something that might help somebody that's out there that's wondering if that's for you. First of all, I hate to say this, but prepare yourself for a little frustration, but not frustration that won't be overcome by the Holy Spirit. And that's just because there's not enough spiritual directors in the church. And so, you know, the person that really needs spiritual direction is a person who is trying to live out an encounter with the Lord and has started to encounter the Lord in His Word. I was thinking, have I ever told somebody that I wouldn't be their spiritual director? And the answer is yes, sometimes just because of logistics. But one time I realized that somebody was asking me to be like their accountability partner, you know, because they had some besetting sin and they wanted me to like hold them accountable to not do that sin anymore. Mm. And I said, that's really not what spiritual direction is. Spiritual direction is more talking about your interior life. That being said, I wouldn't want to discourage anybody to say that, you know, like, because if you might have a besetting sin, you shouldn't seek spiritual direction, because there's many people who have had lots of sins in their life who have been greatly helped by spiritual direction. So I also think Sally got permission from some of the people that she's had spiritual direction with to actually share a quote of somebody about how much it helped them.
Yeah, I actually, one of the people I gave spiritual direction to early on had an amazing conversion, and they actually, I'm just going to read this little mini witness. But this was someone who was sharing their life openly with their spiritual director, and listening to what God was saying to them in His Word, and deeply convicted, not by what the spiritual director said, but by what God said to them in His Word. And so this is what this person said. For nearly 36 years, I was trying to break down the walls of a lifestyle that I did not initially choose as a child, and most definitely, God did not intend for my life. Only after I was given the gift of spiritual direction, fully committed, and was obedient to God's word, He stepped in with the grace necessary to free me from the past 17 years. Actually, this person now has been free for 17 years Wow. of this particular lifestyle, and not even think of looking back. This person says, spiritual direction not only changed my life, but saved it. without a doubt.
Wow.
And all glory be to God, because this person was just very obedient to the word and very convicted in their heart. And it is the Lord's doing. The spiritual director helps to shine a light on things, but it's the Lord who convicts, and he's the one who changes hearts. I said that earlier.
Mm. I want to give people a way, and this is going to make all the priests hate me, and it's also going to make all the lay spiritual directors hate me. Mm-hmm. But this is the way you can trick somebody to get spiritual direction, is you never use the word spiritual direction. Because when you say, will you be my spiritual director? They're not thinking, will you meet with me one time? They're thinking a little segment of time in their calendar every month. And they're going to go, no, I don't have time. So just ask a person if you can meet with them one time. And then maybe if that time goes well, and it seems like what God, that God's doing good things in that, then you can say, would you ever consider being my meeting with me more times than this? Maybe even being my spiritual director. And then they still have the freedom to say, I really can't.
That's nice that you're teaching us how to be sneaky, Father
sneaky,
Tim.
But you have to be sneaky, because if you come up and say, would you be my spiritual director? The priest is going to go, no.
So you're basically dipping your toe in the water.
Yeah.
And then just instead of just doing the big cannonball.
Right. And I do that anyway. When somebody says, will you be my spiritual director? I say, let's just meet once first and just see how it goes.
Yeah.
And that was one of those cases when I found out the person really didn't want spiritual direction. They wanted accountability partner.
Yeah.
I said, that's not, some people just need basic evangelization.
Mm-hmm.
But a person that gets spiritual direction has already kind of been through an encounter of evangelization and is trying to live the spiritual life through the Word of God.
Yeah. I think it's very difficult to give spiritual direction to someone who does not have a dedicated prayer life. They can come for spiritual direction and they can talk about what's going on in their life. But if they can't talk about, what the Lord is saying to them in this, if they can't be open to why they do the things they do, or just the movements of the Holy Spirit, because they're really not being aware, it's very difficult to help somebody in spiritual direction.
I've heard it compared to steering a car. The car has to be moving, and then it's easy to steer it. But if it's just sitting stationary, it's hard to steer it.
That
doesn't do anything.
That reminds me of something. So just recently I was thinking about, when you drive in the car and you're looking in the rearview mirror, if something just keeps coming up, this is in a spiritual way, it's kind of like if you're looking back and the same thing keeps coming back to the surface, then it's something to tell your spiritual director about. Am I saying that? Can you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
So you're looking in the rearview mirror. It's still there. It's still with you. It's not about digging around looking for problems. It's that it's affecting your everyday life. And so it isn't until you've kind of gone deeper with your spiritual director to uncover what is this thing that just keeps coming up. It could be spiritual. It could be emotional. It could be baggage from the past. Memories, but it's been lived out. You're triggered or in desolation from certain things. So you reveal those kinds of things to your spiritual director, and the Lord does the healing. It's amazing how He can heal those wounds still. The memories, healing of memories, and that we're led to a greater freedom in that. I was thinking about then when you look in that rearview mirror, when you've received that healing, you no longer see the thing keep popping up. What do you see? The eyes of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's like it doesn't matter anymore and you can move forward.
Yes.
So spiritual direction is that greater freedom in the Lord.
And Sally is very sensitive, and I hope that I am too. About we were talking about sin earlier, and we said we don't want to discourage anybody to say like, oh well, you until you've got your life all together, you shouldn't try spiritual direction. And we're also not trying to say you have to have a great prayer life, but we're just saying that you have to be trying.
Yeah.
You have to be trying.
Show me one person who has their life all together.
Yes, exactly.
I want to meet that person.
Exactly.
I also want to mention real quick here, Father, you mentioned earlier about basic evangelization before, you know, you seek spiritual direction. And I don't know, maybe this is a shameless plug, but, you know, the Quest offers some basic evangelization. You know, right. I mean, if you want, and really no matter what level you're at, if you're just curious, maybe you're not Catholic, maybe you're atheist, I don't know, whatever your case may be, or you're very devoted and you have a spiritual director or whatever, there's something for everybody here on the Quest. And if that's something you want to continue here in Atlanta, you want to provide this for yourself and your fellow citizens here in the Archdiocese, please support the Quest. 470-508-1160. Everybody who calls in or donates is going to be offered a novena of masses for your family members who have fallen away. And also, you'll be in the drawing to win that beautiful painting. I haven't seen it, but I know it's beautiful. It's Mary's Yes is the name of it by our very own Sally Kazin. So thank you very much for donating that. Go to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app to donate. Or once again, that phone number is 470-508-1160. This is the Spring Pledge Drive. Thy Will Be Done is the theme. And we are talking with Father Tim Hepburn and Sally Kazin. And the topic is understanding spiritual direction.
Praise God. And I also wanted to say or ask you a question. Did you interview for this pledge drive, Father Ricardo?
Or we have not yet. I think he's on. You can check the schedule, but I think he's on tomorrow at 11.
Yeah, listen to that, because that's exactly what we're talking about when we say a basic evangelization. That's what he's made his life work. Mm-hmm. Right now, and so he's just doing great evangelization.
And you can hear him every morning, Monday through Friday here at 8 a.m., well, after the pledge drive is over anyway, but yeah. 8 a.m., he's got Christ is the Answer is the name of his show, and he's very, the guy's gifted. I mean, he really is. And you even if you can't listen to the whole hour, even if you just catch 10 minutes of it, you're going to get something out of it.
Yes. Okay. So I wanted to get back to something that Sally was talking about. She was painting the picture, metaphorically
speaking, yes.
About driving in your car. No, not driving in your car, but looking at the beautiful weather and a natural thing, a very natural appreciation of something, mm-hmm. Leads to a spiritual appreciation and praise of God. And the first thing I wanted to say about that, because this is it's a very important thing. About spiritual direction, like I call it the raw material. Like, what am I working with as a spiritual direction in another person's life? What's the raw material? And one of them is movements that are happening in their heart. Another thing is inspirations that are happening in their prayer, or lack of inspirations happening in their prayer. You know, they might be saying nothing's happening in my prayer, but that's a topic for spiritual direction. But I also wanted to say about this. So these movements of the heart that get lifted up into a spiritual thing. The image I was thinking of, the best image for me is St. Francis of Assisi in his Canticle of Creation, you know. And I think people need to know that when St. Francis wrote that Canticle of Creation, you know, sometimes people make him out to be a big hippie. You know, but he was in great pain. He had his eyes cauterized. He was sick, but he still allowed the beauty of creation to raise his heart in praise of God. And we get that, you know, praise to the moon and the sun
sister,
and the
yeah,
sister,
sun.
Sister. Yeah. It's just beautiful. And this is what we're talking about in spiritual direction. And it was really the genius of St. Ignatius Loyola. At a time a little after the Protestant Reformation, when all over Europe, faith is becoming more of a personal affair to people, and people are personally interpreting the Bible, here comes St. Ignatius Loyola as the right and relevant word for this age in a Catholic way. Mm-hmm. And he started to say, pay attention to the movements of your heart. He even based his 14 rules of discernment for the first week, he says, this is a way of understanding the various movements that are caused in our heart. Some are consolations and some are desolations. And they can have spiritual power that's moving them. Mm-hmm. So they could be moved by the good spirit, the Holy Spirit. They could be moved by the human spirit. They could be moved by the evil spirit. And so, but it's so easy because it's the raw material is accessible to every human being. There's nobody that's even listening to these words right now that is not having some movement of their heart today, mm-hmm. in this very day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that a spiritual director should definitely be versed in are St. Ignatius of Loyola's rules of discernment, discernment of spirits. You know, it's different than the gift of discernment of spirits, but the discernment of spirits is something that can be learned. But it's to understand, as Father Tim said, what is going on? Is this the good spirit or is this the bad spirit? And actually, St. Ignatius of Loyola, his knees had been blown out by a cannonball, mm-hmm. and he noticed these movements in his heart because he was laid up on bed rest. And they gave him a book of on the saints. And what he noticed was when he was reading this book on the saints, the lives of the saints, he felt these movements of his heart and he felt inspired and he wanted to be more saintly. And the consolation lasted with him. Mm-hmm. But then when he started to think about things, I guess, low and earthly, he would say,
Even worldly pursuits,
worldly, chivalry. That was it. That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Worldly pursuits. And it was good for a time, but then it just kind of wore off. And that's what we can find within ourselves, in our own worldly pursuits, that we might think that we're finding happiness, but then it just leads to nothing. It becomes dry. But then when we go deeper with things of the Lord, as Saint Ignatius describes, that joy is lasting. That consolation can be lasting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're talking about understanding spiritual direction with Father Tim Hepburn and Sally Kazin. And I just want to give a shout out to a few people here because we've got some very generous people. You people are popular. Are popular. So
that's good. That's what we were aiming
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah. Jeannie from Flowery Branch, in honor of Sally.
Aww, thank you, Jeannie.
Yeah,
thank you, Jeannie.
Pat and Arlene from Gainesville.
Thank you, Pat and Arlene. She was one of those ladies in the prayer group.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that was one of my Pat first spiritual directors.
In honor of Father Tim. Yeah. We got Beth from Sewanee.
Aw, thanks, Beth.
In honor of Sally Lou. is that your name, Sally Lou?
Thanks, Betharella.
Who else do we have here? Charlotte from Johns Creek in honor of Sally.
Charlotte.
Donna and Fred from Sewanee in honor of Sally.
Thanks, Donna
and Fred. Also Kathy. From Johns Creek in honor of Sally.
Wow.
So
thanks,
we thank
Kathy.
Everybody for those. And each one of those donations, just eyeballing this, I think we've still got at least a few $100 left in matching money this hour. So up to $4,000 this hour, but you've only got 7 minutes or so to take advantage of that. Make sure you're calling in your pledge, your donation, 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com. You can go to the Quest Atlanta app. And once again, that phone number is 470-508-1160. This time, I know, flies right by. And I don't know, as we're coming up to the end here, just, you know, 5-6 minutes left here. Anything that you want to say that needs to be said that hasn't been or...
Well,
but
on your marks. Go.
You first.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, the theme is God's will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that exactly what we want to do? It's God's will. anyone who is growing in their spiritual life. I have an amazing spiritual director, and I was really discerning something that was very important to me over a number of years. And my spiritual director kind of made me hold. He said to me, "No, the Holy Spirit hasn't released you from this responsibility, so you need to stay." And so, you know, you going back and forth with, you know, the different movements in your heart, and what, Lord, what do you want? What do you want? And I actually used a book called Discerning the Will of God. So even if you don't have a spiritual director, I think it actually might be Discerning God's Will. Anyway, there are three modes of discernment. One, the first being, I know that I know that I know. The second is you're dealing, as I was, back and forth with consolations and desolations. And then the third, in the end, it's really quite practical. And you weigh the weight of
it's
the
like,
decision.
It's like pros and cons.
The pros and cons. But it might be that you have a lot of pros down one side and cons, but it's the weightiness of them. Mm-hmm. So my spiritual director really helped me to come to a place of peace. And I think that that's what a good spiritual director does. They put themselves aside. They listen with love and concern. And they want you to have the freedom, but at the same time, to not make a mistake. And so we wait on the Lord. So I'm very grateful for my spiritual director.
One thing, Father, I just wanted to jump in here. I find interesting is that you have a spiritual director where, you know, just because you're a spiritual director doesn't mean you got it all together.
No, you need a spiritual director. A doctor needs a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Very good analogy. So I just thought that was interesting. Yeah.
And I started learning about spiritual direction mostly from the Institute for Priestly Formation, which meets in Omaha, Nebraska. And they won't allow you to be a spiritual director for the seminarians unless you are in spiritual direction or some kind of supervision. So it's really important.
Right.
That is really important. But I also wanted to say, playing off Sally's comment, my spiritual director recently, he really made me mad. And I appreciate that fact that he was courageous enough to listen to what I was saying. And he said, you know, you might be partnering with a spirit of self-pity. And I'm like, what? Self-pity? And it really made me mad. But then I had to go with that movement of my heart and say, well, you know, what am I feeling about that? And I had to take that to prayer to the Lord. And he was right. And the outplay of that was a huge transformation in my life.
Wow.
Because there were some other things that happened, some other inspirations that came at the same time that really... So you need an honest spiritual director. And somebody that can, you know, speak into your life and isn't afraid to also say, hey, you know, you need to look at this.
Yeah. And that made me think about the deeper things. You know, it's kind of like he recognized that within you. So you're walking in a room and you're all happy at the party and everything is going well, right? But you've got this deeper thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your emotions, which are the surface level. But then you've got this other thing going on, which is deeper, and that's what the spiritual director brought out for
does.
You.
You know, I forgot that we're doing the Angelus coming up before 6 o'clock, so we actually have a little less time. We've got about 30 seconds before the Angelus starts. Anything just within 10 seconds you want to just get in, or are we good?
Praise God.
Praise
God. We love
God.
You,
just
Holy
everybody
Spirit.
Pray. Pray a lot and do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do.
And we'll be back with the day two of the Pledge Drive tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock right here on AM 1160 The Quest, WCFO, East Point, Atlanta.